Now let us read together from God's Word. We continue in our readings in the book of the prophet Isaiah. This morning we are to be looking at chapters 15 to 18, and these are among the more difficult and problematic chapters of the Old Testament. I want to use, at least in part, some of the translation given by J.B. Phillips in his translation of the four prophets. Isaiah chapter 15, we read first in the authorized version, the burden of Moab, because in the night Ar of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, because in the night Kir of Moab is laid waste and brought to silence, he is gone up to Baith and to Dibon, the high places to weep. Moab shall howl over Nebo and over Medeba. On all their heads shall be baldness and every beard cut off. In their streets they shall gird themselves with sackcloth. On the tops of their houses and in their streets every one shall howl, weeping abundantly, and Heshbon shall cry, and Elealath. Their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore shall the armed soldiers of Moab cry out. His life shall be grievous unto him. And the prophet adds, my heart shall cry out for Moab. His fugitives shall flee unto Zoar, and Hepher of 3 years old. For by the mounting up of Luhith with weeping shall they go it up. For in the way of Horonaim they shall raise up a cry of destruction. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate. For the hay is withered away, the grass faileth, there is no green thing. Therefore the abundance they have gotten, and that which they have laid up, shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. For the cry is gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglaim, and the howling thereof unto Beer Elim. For the waters of Dimon shall be full of blood, for I will bring more upon Dimon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Chapter 16 continues the tragedy of Moab. We read now in chapter 17 the burden of Damascus. And here I read from J.B. Phillips' translation, Damascus, beware. Soon shall Damascus cease to be a city and lie in ruins, deserted forever. Sheep shall take possession of her towns and lie down with none to scare them away. Ephraim shall lose her protection, and the royal power shall pass from Damascus. The survivors of Syria shall perish, like the glory of the sons of Israel. This is the warning of the Lord of hosts. The day shall come when the prosperity of Jacob shall wane, and his fat be reduced to leanness. It will be like the time when the reaper has cut the standing grain, and has gathered the ears in his arms in the rich valley of Rephaim, or when the olive tree is beaten and mere gleanings are left, 2 or 3 berries on the topmost branch, 4 or 5 left on the boughs. This is the warning of the Lord God of Israel. In that day shall your cities be deserted, like the ruins left by the Amorites and Hivites when they fled before the children of Israel, and they will become a desolation, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation, and have not remembered the rock which is your refuge. Then in chapter 18, woe to the land shadowing with wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that sendeth ambassadors by the sea, even in vessels of bulrushes upon the waters, saying, go ye swift messengers to a nation scattered and peeled, to a people terrible from the beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye, when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. For so the Lord said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herbs, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For afore the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he shall both cut off the sprigs with pruning hooks, and to take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together unto the fowls of the mountains, and to the beasts of the earth, and the fowls shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. In that time shall the present be brought unto the Lord of hosts, of a people scattered and peeled, and from a people terrible from the beginning hitherto, a nation meted out and trodden under foot, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, the Mount Zion. Amen. May God bless to us these readings from his holy word.